gamekeepers, and our work at Kew is to catalogue the world's flora, the world's diversity in terms of plants, and give advice therefore on which are the hot spots, which are the places where all the plants are found, and therefore the places where we should concentrate our efforts to try and preserve the environment.
Does it ever strike you, Christabel, that at some point, if plants do die out, really the only thing that's left is your picture?
Yes, well, I'm afraid there may be some plants already this has happened to, and that we, not necessarily those that I have drawn, but in times gone by, plants were illustrated that are no longer known from a wild source.
There were Indian collectors in the 19th century who gave plants to Indian illustrators. No British person knew what the plant was. The anonymous Indian artist is gone. The anonymous Indian collector is gone. The only thing that's left is a plant that we don't know, and it doesn't exist anymore. So, in fact, that's it, really. It's a paper garden. That's all we have left.
In the future, I'm sad to say that there are likely to be more like that. It's inevitable. We'd obviously like to minimise it, but if you look, for example, at the Brazilian Atlantic Forest, huge area, number four in the list of priorities in terms of biodiversity, as we call it, and yet there's only 7% of it left in any kind of intact state. 7%. 93% has already gone away. How many species in that 93% have disappeared before we even knew of their existence, never painted them, never collected them?
I'm a little closer to understanding my anonymous Indian artist and why he would risk his life for a poppy. After all, to judge what we've lost, what we're losing, first, you have to know that it existed.
Next week, Leslie meets artists who can literally make grass grow anywhere. And I've seen this with my own eyes, using it to create a living tapestry. Paper Gardens was presented by Leslie Forbes and produced by Sally Flatman. Now, John Buchan's hero Richard Hannay brings intrigue and mystery to Four Extra in The 39 Steps. Hannay's dark adventure begins when he meets an agent called Scudder and learns of a secret organisation called the Black Stone, who are plotting to destabilise Europe.
I discovered they were onto me.
The Black Stone?
Yes. There are three top men. One's their killer, one's an intelligence man, and the other...
What about him?
He's their leader, and he is the last man you ever want to meet on God's earth. Listen, if you ever run into a man with eyes like a hawk's, you get away from him as fast as your feet'll carry you.
What do you mean, eyes like a hawk's?
Believe me, you'll know him if you see him.
Well, Hannay becomes embroiled in the conspiracy and is forced to go on the run in an attempt to save himself and uncover the truth behind the plot and the elusive 39 steps. You can hear the first episode of the drama this morning from 10 and again in the afternoon at 3.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Where it's time now for this week's omnibus of Ambridge Extra.
No, it won't be till Thursday, Mum. No, it's Monday today. Yeah. All right. Bye. So, Emma and the kids in Borchester too. Oh, bet little George would love to see a bit more of his favourite uncle. 12 o'clock showing. Over by 2. Nice one.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Matt.
You made it then?
Yeah, said I would.
How'd you get here?
Oh, bus.
You see, Clive, I knew you'd find a way. Resourceful lad like you.
Don't patronise me.
A mug of tea and a bacon sarnie, I'd really love. They're bringing yours, are they?
No, I haven't ordered anything yet.
You gonna get something then?
Is that...
What?
Your treat, is it? Oh, nothing. Maybe I'll just get a cuppa. Won't even stand me a cup of tea, will you? Yeah, be right back.
Oh, tell them to put brown sauce on me, sarnie. And stick a sugar in me tea while you're there.
It's all right, Poppy. It's only my phone. Hello?
Hi, Dan. It's Erin.
Oh, hi, Erin.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. I'm just out riding, that's all.
Oh, cool.
Good girl.
Are you okay to talk, then?
Yeah, go ahead.
How's your half-term going?
All right. How about yours?
Not bad. Dan, I was wondering if you might be in town at all this week.
Felpersham?
Yeah.
I think Mum's going in tomorrow. I could get a lift from her.
Would you like to meet up?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
It would be nice to see you.
So, like I said last week, we need to have a little talk about how you work for me.
Yeah, I've got the message.
No, don't worry. I don't mean that. I'm talking about different terms of trade, if you like.
Yeah?
Look, times are tight, Clive. You know that. Every business is feeling the pinch. Amside has got to look for every saving it can make.
Oh, see.
Oh, you're going to cut me money, aren't you?
And with VAT at 20%, that adds a hell of a whack onto our costs. But a small self-employed tradesman like yourself, well, you're not VATable, are you? No, of course you're not. Why would you be? Haven't got the turnover, don't want the paperwork, wouldn't expect you to be. So, what I'm thinking is, if you could get hold of gear at low cost, you could work for Amside on a supply and fit basis. Get it?
Well, yeah, but I ain't got any trade accounts. You know my situation. No merchant's going to look at me yet, are they?
No, fair enough.
And I ain't got the cash to pay on the nail. I'm living hand to mouth as it is.
I know, that's not a problem.
Bacon sandwich.
Oh, that's mine, love. Oh, cheers.
Anything else?
No, I'll give you a shout.
Ta-ra.
We can get round that. Look, the way it works, I'll tell you what the job involves. You cost it up and I'll sub you the cash in advance.
Okay, but the merchants will still put the VAT on, won't they?
Ah, well, now...
Well, so won't you still be paying it?
That depends on your supplier, doesn't it? Look, there's a bloke called Bernie. You know that big builder's merchants on the trading estate in Felbisham?
Worcestershire Building Supplier?
That's the one. He works there, okay?
Yeah.
But he's in business in his own right as well.
Hooky gear disappearing out the back door, you mean?
And apparently he has ways and means round the VAT situation.
Oh, I knew you was dirty.
And I'm told his prices are pretty good too.
For all your fancy suit and flash car.
Well, that sounds ideal.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Clever, though. If it ever hits the fan, then you just say you thought I was getting it legit.
Yeah, well, Matt, I'll get in touch with this Bernie, see what the score is.
Good man.
Expect we could work something out.
I'll leave you to it, then. Come back to me when you've got something set up. We could probably get you on a job next week.
Okay. Gonna meet up with Emma and her kids right now.
Oh, yeah.
At cinema, but I'll do some digging when I get back to Felbisham later.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello. Did you take popcorn out?
Yeah, we had a good run.
Oh, she's very rewarding, isn't she?
Nice lunch?
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, could you pass the saddle soap?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Thanks. Caroline, all right?
Yeah, quite busy. When we eat at the hotel, she's never really off duty.
No.
But she had some big news.
Yeah?
Yeah, Will Grundy and Nick Hansen are getting married.
Oh, that's not surprising, is it?
Well...
They've been living together for ages.
Oh, I thought it was big news. They came in to discuss the arrangements just as I was leaving. They looked so happy.
Great. Mum?
Yeah?
I heard something today about Grandpa.
Oh, yes.
Is it true he's moved in with Auntie Christine?
No, not moved in exactly. Jim's just staying with her for a few days.
Because of Clive Harbin?
No, not really. No, he's got trouble with his central heating boiler, and he doesn't want to be in a cold house at his age.
Odd that it's happened just as Auntie Chris came back to Ambridge.
Well, I'm not saying she's not happy to have someone else in the house at the moment, just for an extra feeling of security. Although I'm sure none of us have anything to worry about.
If you say so.
Oh, look, Daniel, don't go spreading rumours, will you?
Why would I do that?
It's just a little bit sensitive. You know, at their age, people can get the wrong ideas so easily.
I won't say anything.
Good. Right, I'd better see how Joanne's getting on.
Before you go...
Yes?
Are you seeing the accountants tomorrow?
Planning to, yes.
Oh, could I have a lift into Felbisham?
Yeah, of course. Oh, my meeting's at 12, is that okay?
I have to check.
Do you need to do some shopping or something?
No, it's, I'm meeting up with Erin.
Oh, really?
Just for a coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
And you can stop looking like that.
Like what?
It's half term. She's probably just bored.
Excuse me, mate.
Yes, my friend?
Could you tell me where the plumbing supplies are?
Yeah, just down the end before you get to the joinery.
Ah, thanks.
there anything else I can help you with?
Well, yeah, there might be. I need to speak to a guy called Bernie.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know him?
Who wants to know?
Name's Clive. I'm a plumber.
Yeah, I guessed that.
So, do you?
You're speaking to him, mate.
Oh, great. Got a client who doesn't like paying full price.
Well, who does?
And I've heard that you can get stuff, you know, it's a discount, you know, on a private arrangement.
Yeah, that might be possible.
So, how do I go about it?
Well, not here for a start.
No, right.
You know the Black Swan Boozer? By the pottery?
Yeah.
I'll be in there tomorrow dinner time. You can catch me then, okay?
Thanks for coming into town.
That's all right. When are you due at the hairdresser's?
1 o'clock. Will your mum have finished her meeting by then?
Probably. But I can always hang around until she's ready.
Enough time for a nice chat anyway.
Yeah.
So, what have you been up to?
Bit of homework. Bit of riding.
And have you been doing your Samaritan thing?
Oh, you know, just as much as usual.
I.e. nothing.
Do you ever help your dad out with vet things?
No, not really. When I was little, I sometimes used to go out with him in the holidays, if Mum was busy. But once I got old enough to look after myself, it sort of stopped.
Oh, I'd have loved that sort of opportunity.
Well, you want to be a vet, Erin.
And didn't you ever want to be?
I used to look after animals a bit, but I,
What?
I was going to say I grew out of it, but I didn't mean
it. No, it's all right. I wanted to be a dancer when I was little. I grew out of that, too.
So, how's your half-term been?
Not great, actually.
Oh, why?
Rafe and I split up at the weekend.
Oh, Erin, that's...
brilliant.
Terrible. What happened?
Well, it was a lot of things. Sometimes the macho rugby thing was a bit much for me, you know. But if I'm honest... what pushed it over the edge was him being jealous.
What about?
Other boys. And not that there ever was anything, but you know how they are with me.
Mm.
And I like being friendly as long as there's nothing in it. Rafe couldn't really get that.
I see.
But the sort of final straw was you and me going bowling.
Really?
Booyah. Split up because of me.
But, I mean, that wasn't like a date or anything.
Oh, no, exactly. That's what I told him. You and I are just friends. I said, there's no way there's anything like that between us.
You don't have to be quite so insistent.
And he was like, you're always hanging out with him. And I was like, we're doing the same project. We have to spend time together. And he was like, oh, yeah, I did a lot of project work at the bowling alley, did you? And it all got into a big row. And then he said he didn't want to see me again.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't perfect with Rafe. But we had fun, you know?
Don't want to think about that. Thanks.
So how do you feel about it?
A lot better for talking to you.
Oh, that's nice.
It's lovely having a real mate. Someone I can talk to without there being, you know, any agenda.
Oh.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
That's just great.
I feel so lucky to have you around.
Yep. That's me. Around. Fantastic.
The best was off, so I got you the guest ale. Hope that's all right, Bernie.
We'll soon find out. Yeah, that's not bad. So,
Clive?
Clive, yeah. Well, tell me a bit about yourself.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm trying to get established. Mainly working for a property company based in Ambridge right now.
Trying to get established?
Yeah.
Well, you're a bit long in the tooth to be just starting out. Second career, is it?
Yeah, well, you know, sort of. I've been away for a long time.
Long stretch, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, no worries, my friend. I'm not prejudiced.
And, you know, like I said, the company I prefer is if I could get gear with a bit knocked off the price.
Now, what sort of things?
Well, it's all residential, so the usual hardware, plus kitchen stuff, bathroom suites, showers.
Rads.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't do boilers.
Well, no problem. There's other guys mainly do the heating side anyway.
Okay. Just sounds like you need to spec it up job by job.
Yeah.
Now, I can get your stuff to order.
Oh, great.
That usually comes in at about 50% of trade price.
Oh, cool.
Payment in cash, obviously.
That works for me.
In advance.
Oh, can't I pay on delivery?
Well, no, sorry, Clive. That's not the way I work. I won't let you down. Don't worry.
All right, then.
Have you got a list now?
No, I need to sort out my next job.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my number. When you know what you want, give me a bell.
Oh, great, Bernie. Thanks.
And we'll be in business.
You know, it's the auditions for the Christmas show tomorrow.
Yeah, Linda said when I went round to Wart Scruff.
Do you think you might go in for it?
Not this year.
So, how did it go with Erin?
All right.
All right? Did you have a nice time?
That's a bit funny, actually.
Hilarious.
She just split up with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And she wanted to talk about it.
On and on about it?
So she was confiding in you, was she?
Yeah.
And that's all it was.
I see.
No, you don't, Mum.
So I suppose she's at a bit of a loose end then?
Maybe.
But if she needs some company, you could invite her over for supper one night.
What? No way.
Well, you keep saying she's a friend. You've had other friends round.
I can't invite her to meet my parents. It's what boyfriends do.
And if there's one thing I'm not, it's her boyfriend.
You will still be able to come, won't you?
Yeah, I said I'll be over tomorrow.
Oh, bless you. You're a good boy. I were only saying to your dad, I've seen our Clive more since he come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, Mum, there's someone at the door. I gotta go.
Oh, all right, love. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yeah, yeah, bye. Oh, well, well, what a surprise.
Morning.
Oh, I am honoured. Visit from me brother-in-law.
Can I come in?
Yeah, feel free.
Thanks.
Make yourself at home. It ain't much, but, you know, it's better than me last accommodation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So, Neil, what's persuaded you to leave your pigs and come to the big city?
Never mind all that flannel. I'm only here because you've upset Emma and Susan.
No, you must have got that wrong. I saw Emma on Monday when they came out of the cinema.
Yeah, turned up out of the blue and frightened the life out of her.
You weren't there. You don't know that.
She told her mother.
We had a lovely time.
That's not the way I heard it.
Then maybe you heard it wrong.
I don't think so.
Especially me and George. We get on great.
It's you and George is the trouble. You've got to stop trying to be friends with him.
He's me nephew. If he wants to get to know me, then...
We know you got Ivy all excited about this happy family's rubbish, which is why Emma let you see him the once. For her sake. But that's it. You've seen them. Now stay away.
There's nothing wrong with me spending time with my relatives.
There is when George starts playing burglars.
Oh. I never taught him to do that.
You don't have to, do you?
It's not down to me what games he plays.
The whole family knows what you are.
What I was, I'm going straight.
Don't make me laugh. You haven't got an honest bone in your body.
Listen, George and me...
You're not listening, are you? There is no George and you.
No. This is your doing, isn't it? You've always had a down on me.
Just bring in the message.
Even when Susan stuck up for me, he was always on my case.
You're trouble. No one wants you around.
Yeah. Bet it was you who made her grass me up.
No, no, she saw you for what you are, and you got what was coming to you.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get it too.
Don't you threaten me. We'll have you back inside before you can turn around.
Oh, big man. Well, you can't keep me away from George. It's already arranged. I'm taking him bowling. He's looking forward to it.
Not anymore. That's cancelled.
What?
It's not happening. Ed and Emma have told George they're taking him somewhere else.
Where?
Oh, yeah. You think I'm going to tell you so you can ambush them again?
I never...
And I haven't told Ivy where they're going either, so you can forget about wheedling that out of her. You should be ashamed of yourself, using her like that.
Oh, you think you're so clever, don't you? Think you're better than me?
Read my lips, Clive. Stay away from them.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. You okay?
Not bad. Where are you?
Just in the village shop in Ambridge.
Oh, right. I was wondering if you wanted to meet up.
So you can cry on my shoulder some more.
Oh, I can't. Sorry.
Oh.
I promise I'll do stuff with Mum.
Not sure I want to hear about your love life again.
She's just dropping something off at my grand's, and then we're off to Lower Luxey Hall.
Well, if today's no good, how about tomorrow? And I promise I won't go on about Rafe.
Oh, no, no, that's all right. What are friends for?
Nope, he's history. Time to move on.
Wow, mind reader.
Okay, well, tomorrow might be better, but the trouble is I can't really get into Felpersham.
That's no problem. I can easily come into Ambridge.
And have everyone asking, is this your girlfriend?
No, that wouldn't be any good. There isn't really anywhere we can hang out here.
Isn't there?
Just the pub, and they know how old I am there.
Well, it doesn't have to be in Ambridge. Is there anywhere nearby?
There's a craft place in Pennyhassett. That's got a cafe.
I could pick you up?
Oh, no, that's all right. I don't mind cycling there.
Sounds great. What's the place called?
Hassett Arts and Crafts. Something like that. It's in the centre of the village, anyway.
Okay, well, when would you like to meet?
11:30?
Fine. I'll see you there.
Susan was in such a state about it. So I've been round to this hostel place where he's staying and had it out with him.
When was this?
Well, I've only just got back.
That was brave, Neil.
Well, someone's got to stand up to him. I told him, stay away from Emma and the kids. I just wish I could keep him away from Ambridge completely.
Oh, so do I.
But with Ivy being poorly...
Yes, how is Ivy? Oh,
not great, I'm afraid. She's been in bed this past week.
Oh, do give her my best when you see her, won't you?
Yes, I will, thanks. Oh, we can't wait for her to get better so Clive won't have an excuse to visit anymore. Well, I mean, we want her to get better anyway, of course.
Of course. But I think Ivy must be about the only person who wants Clive in the village. Auntie Chris is in a terrible state about it, as you can imagine.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I heard she was back now.
Yeah, and Mum's not that happy either.
No. Well, Jill had a nasty encounter with him herself, didn't she?
She was with Chris at the time, yes. Yeah.
She can hardly want to come face to face with him again, can she?
Absolutely. Although, to be honest, I think she's mostly worried for Auntie Chris now. I've just been at Mum's, actually, trying to reassure her. But it isn't that easy when you're not that confident yourself.
No.
Oh, hi, Neil.
Hi, Daniel. How are you doing?
Okay, thanks.
Got your magazine, then?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll leave you to it. I think I'm going to get a pasty for my lunch.
You should get yourself a nice cake, too. After what you've done, you deserve a treat.
Let's hope it does some good, then. See ya.
Bye, Neil.
Bye.
You were a while. Was there a queue?
Oh, no. Someone rang me.
Someone?
Well, Erin, actually.
Again?
Don't say it like that.
So, was this just for a chat?
Well, we did have a bit of a chat, but we're meeting up tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Do you need a lift anywhere?
No, it's all sorted. She's coming to Pennyhassett.
Where?
The craft place.
Oh, you know she'd be welcome at the stables any time.
Please don't go on.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it?
What is it, Clive, love?
I go down to make myself a coffee. No sugar.
Oh, dear. But perhaps Susan didn't realise we was running low. Could you get some, do you think?
Me?
Just pop over to the shop.
Oh,
go on. And then you can have your nice cup of coffee.
Oh. All right.
Good lad.
But you'll have to give me the money.
Oh, look at that one. He's so sweet. Yes, go. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant, Dan.
And you didn't believe me.
Well, can you blame me? Pigs playing football. Doesn't sound very likely, does it? So your cousin did that to advertise his sausages?
Yeah, Tom Archer.
What a clever idea.
Yeah, they've had a bit of trouble at the farm, so I suppose they're trying out new stuff. It's a bit of fun, anyway. You'd be surprised what pigs can do, actually. They're very intelligent.
I suppose you know that from your dad?
Not so much. I used to help out a local pig farmer.
Really?
At the weekends. In fact, he probably supplied some of the pigs in the video. Tom buys them as wieners and raises them to pork or bacon weight.
Listen to you with your farming talk.
Oh, there's a lot of farming in my family.
I really envy you living at a stables. Can you ride any time you want?
Pretty much. There's usually one of the livery horses that needs exercising.
Wow.
Only trouble is, with Mum and Dad both working at home, it's hard to get time to yourself.
Is your dad's surgery at the stables too, then?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, they're all right, just a bit in your face sometimes.
How?
Oh, like... this'll make you laugh. Mum keeps wanting to invite you around for tea or something.
Me? Really?
Like, I don't know. Meet the parents?
Well, I'd really like that.
Would you?
Of course. I'd love to see the stables and the surgery. And to meet your mum and dad, of course.
Oh.
We've got to do this project presentation, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, that would be ideal. I could come over and we could spend the evening on it, if you're up for it.
Pathetic. Can't even see when the sugar's running out. Better get something for me dinner too. Bet there's nothing in. Hello. Familiar face? Is it? Yeah, it is. Christine Barford. Who's that old codger with her? George's replacement, is it? Did she see me? Not looking this way now. He is, though. What are you looking at, Grandad? Yeah, Christine. Last time I saw you, we torched your house, didn't I? Maybe I should go over, say hello. No hard feelings. Oh, what's the point? Don't want to stink with a probation. Just get your shopping, Clive.
Remember, weight down in the stirrups, Colin. Relax the hands.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, darling.
Oh, he doesn't look very comfortable.
No, not exactly a natural, is he? He bid for the lessons in that charity auction.
Oh, I see.
I'm not sure we'll see him again when they're finished.
No.
Anyway, how did it go with Erin? Did you have a nice time?
It was all right.
Good. Did you have anything to eat?
No, just a drink. I'll get myself something in a minute.
Okay.
There is one thing.
Yes? Oh, Colin, don't rise so high. You're trying too hard.
You know you were talking about Erin coming round for supper?
Yes.
Well, she'd like to.
Really? I thought you
said... It's only because we've got project work to do together. It'll give us extra time to work on our presentation.
Well, that would be very nice, Daniel.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, the famous Erin. I look forward to meeting her.
Have I got horns growing up my head or something?
What do you mean, Clive?
Oh, you think I was a devil the way people around here treat me. There was a bloke on the green, gave me a look like someone had dumped a ton of muck under his nose.
Who was he?
I don't know. Never seen him before. Old geezer. He's with Christine Barford.
Oh, well, be fair, love.
You what?
Nothing.
I've done my time, Mum. That should be an end to it. But people won't let it lie, will they? I went in the shop, nice and polite, just want to buy a few groceries. You think I had a sawn off in my hand from the reaction I got? Hitler would get better service.
Oh, it's not fair. You paid your debt.
Oh, you're telling me. But everyone's chucking it in my face all the time. Matt Crawford's the same.
What's he done now?
Oh, he's got me jumping through hoops if I want to work for him. And him, of all people, he's no better than me, and he knows it. And you know what's the worst? Neil had the cheek to come round and tell me I couldn't see George or Kira no more.
What?
Straight up.
No. No, that can't be right. They're your own flesh and blood. Flesh and blood.
Banned from seeing me on Family. That's Neil, though, isn't it? He's always hated me.
Our Emma wouldn't do that. Little Georgie adores you.
And now I'm back and he don't like it. Well, he can lump it because I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, darling, darling, please. Don't upset yourself. I don't like to see you like this.
Ambridge Extra was written by Kerry Davis. It was directed in our Birmingham studio by Jenny Stevens, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And don't forget, the next episode is Tuesday afternoon at 2:15. Now, Bonfire Night is nearly upon us, and Radio 4 Extra is proud to present the completely true and historically accurate story of Guy Fawkes, courtesy of the Penny Dreadfuls.
You're the only one I can trust now, John. Any one of those freaks could have let the cat out of the bag. Do you know how difficult it is to put a cat back in a bag once it's tasted freedom?
Yeah, it's very... it's very difficult.
Yeah, it's completely impossible. Yeah.
Get the truth behind the man, behind the legend. The Penny Dreadfuls present Guy Fawkes, Saturday afternoon at 1:15.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, Len Fisher and fellow experts renovate an old bike to demonstrate the signs you use when you do it yourself.
Hello,
hi there.
How are you?
Stuart, nice to see you.
Hello.
What are you doing driving this polluting thing around? I thought we were supposed to be working on bikes.
It's far too far from Bath.
Oh, come on, you can do that in a squeeze with a good bike. Come on in, after you.
All right, Sue.
Now, I've been trying to rescue Wendy's old bike so we can actually go riding down on the towpath. But, I think you'll see that it's exactly in prime condition. Now, this is Wendy's old folding bike. We bought it for 30 quid and something like 15 years ago. So she's just been sitting around. You can see some of the bolts and some of the nuts are actually rusted right into place.
It's definitely seen better days, isn't it?
One of the main problems is the nut that actually holds the folding part is rusted solid in place. But the other problem, when I take a look at the wheels, is that the nuts that are holding the wheels on are actually quite loose, and I really want to get those tightened up as much as possible, but I thought maybe getting this rusted nut undone to start with. I mean, what do you recommend? What do you think, Dave?
Can I suggest something, Len, by trying to tighten it up first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if you can dislodge any of the rust on there.
The trouble is that your bolt is actually iron, and when iron turns to iron oxide, which is rust, the iron oxide occupies more volume than the original bolt, so the rust actually occupies more volume than the metal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it expands, yeah, and it jams. So
tighten it up first and then try and undo it.
Yeah, so what you're really doing is you're taking advantage of the idea that static friction can be a lot tougher to overcome than sliding friction. So once you've actually loosened it, once you've started it moving, it's much easier to keep it moving. And what about you, Stuart? You got any bright ideas?
I think a good way of doing that is to heat it up, because if you can heat up the nut, then the nut expands, and that dislodges it from the bolts, and it also makes it loose as well. But the only problem is, to do that, you'd need quite a strong heater, like a welding torch or a blowtorch.
Well, I've got
and
a little...
presumably, you haven't got those.
I've got a little propane flame, but you did remind me what they taught us at school, that we had a sheet of metal with a hole in the middle, and the teacher asked us when we heated the sheet up whether the hole would get bigger or smaller, and we all said that the hole would get smaller because the metal's expanding around it and pushing it in, and we were all wrong, because the hole expands as the metal expands. So when you heat a nut up, the hole in the middle is going to expand and it is going to come loose. Yeah, I'll buy that one. Well, is there anything else you can do, really?
Well, you can either use WD-40 or plus gas.
Anything like that tends to reduce the friction.
That's right. Being a fine oil, it will penetrate the thread and creep down right to the rusted areas.
Yeah, well, that can take days, can't it?
Yeah, it takes a long time.
I got another slow way of doing this that I found it worked. Oh. What I did was I put vinegar on, and it dissolved the rust. It takes a long time. It takes as long. So I think I'm going to go with Dave's idea of trying to tighten it up slightly first.
You can only try it then.
That sounds about the quickest. Oh, blimey.
Can I suggest just put a little bit of grease on him, Len?
Won't that make the nut looser when you tighten it up?
No, not if you tighten it up. Or just a little bit of Vaseline or just a little bit of grease. Not drench it, but just put a little bit on there.
Now, if I'm going to try and tighten it up, it moves very slightly, and as soon as it moves, I can feel you can start... Blimey, that is so easy. I can actually undo that with my fingers now, whereas I couldn't move the thing. That's a really neat idea. Tighten it up slightly first, loosen the rust, then untighten it. Oh, that's very, very neat. Okay, well, I can...